Good afternoon. Normal Wednesday practice today. We went inside. Pat Manley was out there in practice today. Shea got a few reps as well, and you know, we're optimistic that we'll get both of them out there again tomorrow with a little more work. Isaiah didn't practice today. Stephen Paya didn't practice, and Craig didn't practice as well. Steve was in a boot. Craig and Isaiah moved around but didn't practice.
What is Isaiah's ailment?
Isaiah's got a fracture in his hand. He's got to cast it up, and it looks good. It's not. It looks like they'll be able to cast it up, and we'll know more tomorrow. But we're really optimistic on his end. We try to keep Devin as busy as we can during the course of practice, but you never know. I mean, you never know. I mean, we certainly want to keep him doing what he's been doing, but if he does have value, certainly doing other things, and who knows? You know, nothing's out of the question. It's not something that we've spent a lot of time talking about. Yeah, he was out. He had a brace on. He had a very small brace on. He's got the sprain. But there's stability there, enough stability that they could take it off. And again, it's day to day. You know, I'm optimistic that it'll stay that way, but we'll have to see. You know, he'll be very questionable for the game on this toe that he has. It's the same toe. So, like as I said, he was in a boot today, and we'll see where he is in the next couple of days. But I'm not optimistic about that one. Well, it's day to day. Well, their speed, their energy. They're alive, you know. They have all the skill set of being quick, explosive, strong, powerful guys. They can both run, and they're all we can handle on the edges. You know, as good as anybody we face. We face some very good fronts. They're certainly as good as any. They've got three number ones up there, and they all play fast. They're physical. There's great energy to the quarterback. They don't spend a lot of time bringing more than five. You know, and five is something they don't do often. They do bring it, but they can do it with four. Yes, I was. I mean, we've got to see how he feels tomorrow. He didn't get a lot of reps, but he got enough, and he moved around. I watched him move around on the sideline. Again, to be optimistic, but, you know, there'll be a trainer's and doctor's decision on that as well. He did. Radliff got some work as well. He'll be a week-to-week thing, but he got some reps in practice. It was good to see him out there moving around. I would say that I would not say it would be this Sunday, and we'll reevaluate it next week. That could change, but I would, to be fair with the situation, I would say that we're still a little bit away. I didn't have any expectations. I mean, I didn't go into it. I just tried to go into it working with him every day to try to, you know, help him, help him and be as good as he can be with the things we had to get done on a daily basis. And you know, he's surrounded by a line that continues to grow and get better, and a quality group of receivers and tight end and backs. So I didn't go into it with any preconceived expectations at all. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you're right. I mean, this is at least as fast a team as we're going to play all year, and they're on the surface to do it. The focus for us has to be on fundamentals and techniques. You know, we have speed, technique is really the critical factor in everything you do. You have to step with the right foot, have your hands and eyes in the right place. When you're at the line of scrimmage in the perimeter, you got to have a plan for how you're going to beat bump and run, and the technique that you're going to have to use to get it done. Because generally in the perimeter, technique really can overcome speed if there is a speed differential. You see it all the time. Receivers that don't have the same speed, but they beat defenders with technique. So I think the general thing is you got to play as fast as you can to try to match speed for speed, but also technique and knowing your assignments and be able to, you know, master that specific route or that specific block in a manner that allows you to take an advantage. And then, you know, we know the snap count, they don't. And so we've got to do everything we can to beat them to the punch with proper angles, blocking angles, and release angles. I've seen too much of him. I watched him in his college days and evaluating him, and I've seen him on tape. Our emphasis today was certainly on covering, how to kick to him. You know, you just flip it over and imagine it was Devin. Those are the things we're going through in our preparation for Tavon. He's a difference-making player, no doubt about it. If we give him space, he'll take advantage of it. So we have to do a great job in our kicking game, number one, in our directional kicking. We got started with that today. And our coverage team's making sure everybody's in exactly the right spot to minimize his ability to return the football. And certainly field position will be a big factor in how we kick to him and making sure he's not a difference maker in the game. And so we've got to be really good on offense to make sure that if we do have to give the ball back to the defense, we put in a position to their offense that we put the ball in the right place and back them up. Everybody knows of the damage that was done in Washington, and the Washington Panthers football team is playing in a semifinal game on Friday night, is it?
Saturday.
On Saturday. And we just wanted to do something. Scott gave me the T-shirt, and as an organization, we just wanted to do something to let them know we support them, and we wish them well.